Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, it seems as though that it seems as though we have.
You can have a chair.
Thank you.
I have a chair now. Yes. That's great. But I don't really want to sit yet.
Well, you want to put like your hand on it. Though,
that's right.
So get your hand off that chair.
You've all come from a variety of different places. I thought we would begin our course by getting to know each other a little bit, and to welcoming those who have traveled in here to Tampa, where the weather is hot and disgusting, and it's more, all the more reason to stay indoors and do some very, very cool training. What you have here for the next three, and then, of course, beyond that, seven or eight more days, is a really extraordinary grouping of people. Not only do I count myself in that regard, because I could be egotistical when we start a course like this, but also Doug is extraordinarily elegant, and to get him down here with me, working together to train a master practitioner program is something we've been thinking about for a long, long time. Now, as you may have already seen out there, master practitioner courses often run 7 days, in some cases even less, which is just ridiculous. And what you will see up at the front of the room is an agreement on a level of quality, quality control, quality teaching that hopefully you haven't seen in many other places. Hopefully you'll agree with us that our commitment to getting people to the level they need to be at is, if not unmatched, then certainly it's at the upper end of that spectrum. We simply wouldn't do a seven-day course for master practitioner stuff. Now, as for BelieveCraft, what you've got is a combination of two skill sets that work extraordinarily well together, which were never invented to work together, but just happened to do. They just happened to work together beautifully. A way of unpacking how people believe things and a way of then working and manipulating those to good ends. It's amazing that the two systems work as well together as they do. So,
and speaking of folding things in together,
yeah,
not only does the knowledge engineering and sleight of mouth fit together to make BelieveCraft, but also BelieveCraft folds in together with master practitioner training. In that, primarily what we're going to be having as our kind of through line for the master practitioner training is modeling.
That's the backbone.
Yeah. So, knowledge engineering is about modeling, if you will, finding out how. Well, you can explain more about
sure.
it, but basically about how artificial intelligence works and how to create a kind of machine-like model of human behavior, so artificial intelligence, how to create that happening. So that's where we're going to be spending the next 2 or 3 days. And then that's going to really fold in incredibly beautifully and seamlessly, hopefully, with the modeling that we'll be doing in a more formal NLP style for the remainder of the training. So that's what we're going to be doing here. And as much as we also do have a shared level of expertise, what am I trying to say? Level of desire to get you to a level of expertise, we also have a shared sense of fun and play within this process, so that there'll be places and times when we'll be apparently disagreeing and moving to opposite poles, and there'll be places where we are perhaps intentionally confusing you and offering you the opportunity, in a sense, to create your own place in the middle between the polarities at some point. There's a reason for that sort of thing, a reason for some places where we get a little confusing sometimes. And that is essentially that we want you guys to end up throughout this, and at the end of this training, with your own way of doing NLP. We're not trying to indoctrinate anybody into, you know, our way of doing NLP, but it's to find, you know, basically generative NLP, if you will, you know, that place where you are modelers, that you are getting to the place where, you know, it's Mike's version of NLP, you know, it's Aaron's NLP, it's your NLP.
Hopefully by the end of our time together, whether it's 3 or 11 days with one day off in the middle, whatever our duration of time is together, hopefully you'll have, by the end of that time period, not be in a place where it's overwhelmed, where it's just, gee, it's a lot of material, I don't really know how to use it. We want to get you to a point where you can do it, where you can do it well. Towards that aim, you're going to find that our style of training often involves a mix of three elements. Every single session can often be unpacked in this way, is that we'll start with metaphor and stories. We'll start with explaining very little, but describing stories and, for example, metaphors that may potentially prime your minds for an experience. And then we'll structure exercise drills in which the experience can be had. We fully expect and we'll do everything in our capacity to help you encourage yourselves to jump in with both feet and with a sense of fun. But the experience enables us to talk about the skills or the theory behind the skills in a way that is more rich. In other words, after having had the experience, then we can talk about it from a richer state of mind. You'll have a better experiential vocabulary of what's taking place if you do the exercises first, without necessarily knowing fully consciously what's involved. So it's often the case with people who haven't necessarily had that experience before that they'll stop before the exercise and need to know everything that they could possibly know about an exercise, when in fact it's impossible to possibly know everything about an exercise. So we'll do whatever minimal metaphorical preparation we feel we need to do to get you to a place where you can have the experience. And from that point, we can then talk about it in a much richer way in half the time afterwards to your conscious satisfaction. So jump in. Know in advance that we will create situations where you're not intended to know in advance everything there is to know about a particular topic. But that sense of play will hopefully then generalize itself into the rest of your life, so that later on, when you're on your own, using the skills, you'll feel confident that you can, in fact, model what's being presented to you and do it elegantly and come up with an optimal way of maybe even using it for yourself or teaching it to others.